The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Hope you had a good Christmas. December 27th. It's a Tuesday. We're, this is interesting because Christmas and New Year's both fall on a Sunday, which means Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve fall on a Saturday. Wow. So hopefully you can kind of like reject the notion of going out and driving around, because you know who will probably be out in full force, ready to pull people over for having a little bit too much, you know, too much of that. Everybody in the club get tipsy. You know that song? Right. Oh. Yeah. Oh, the Power Mall. Oh, this is cool. Guys, you're going to love this. 15% off site-wide year-end sale. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah. 15% off site-wide this week at the Power Mall. We're doing it. It's our 15% site-wide blowout. You got to love that. 877-817-9829. If you can't process your order online, I did the other day. I processed mine, ordered all the good stuff. I told you I was going to do that on my list. And you may want to stock up on Nuke Protect after we get done talking about this first story in our news broadcast. And I just want to let you know that this coming Friday will be my last broadcast here on the Power Hour. From 11 to 1 Central Time. Ha! How'd you going? It's official. We're going back to our morning broadcast time. See, I had to do that. A little delayed. Shock. Yep, starting January 2nd, that's a week from, well, Monday, this last yesterday, a week from yesterday, it's Monday, January 2nd. We are going to be live from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time on all of our transmissions from the Power Hour. That means that all of you listening to us that used to listen to us on shortwave 7.490 we'll be able to hear the show live again, and you can actually call in. Won't that be fun, kiddies? Yeah. Oh, you got to love it. Boys and girls, that's right. Hi there, boys and girls. This is Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Can you say sex trafficking? There's a lot of that going on down at the border. Oh, we're going to talk about Greg Abbott. And they called him the Democrats are calling Greg Abbott, Governor Abbott here in Texas, a piece of shh, caca. Yep, that's what they're calling him. Right out in public, meaning that Breitbart is printing the SH word right out there in the open. They're calling him a POS because they're a bunch of NIMBYs. Now, for those of you who don't know what NIMBY means, NIMBY is an acronym for not in my backyard. You see, he delivered 3 busloads of immigrants to Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. residence in 22-degree weather. Like they didn't have 22-degree weather down at the Texas border? Yeah. What's the difference? So they're on a warm bus for how many hours until they get dumped off in 22-degree weather in D.C.? But immediately, you know, one of their NGO churches picked them all up and took them to the church. Just get them to the church on time. Yeah, that's what they did. So, you know, the Democrats can say whatever they want because they're a bunch of NIMBYs. And as soon as you drop them off in their front yard, but see, DPS got into it with one of those smugglers, and the smuggler opened fire. They got guns now. They're coming across the border, and they got guns. The ones that are smuggling them got guns. In Arizona, they arrested 2 teenagers. Yeah, 2 teenagers for smuggling illegals in their car. Yeah, they're recruiting everybody. It's like, here's a great way to make extra sideline income. Wow. So much for that cockamamie idea. Right, punk? Yeah, had to do that Clint Eastwood. He's been in enough of those, you know, pick up that little, you know, stray Hispanic kid. And we have a relationship. And you remember the one where he gets blown away at the end by that gang, you know, and he's taking care of this zipper head. Yeah, it's pretty funny. But I mean, there was a moral to the story, and you actually felt sorry for the kid, and you felt sorry for his sister who got beat up, and you felt sorry for him because he stood up for what was right. So, yeah. Crazy, crazy life. But anyway, so Alexander Bruce from Forbidden Knowledge TV will be joining us at the top of next hour. Oh, do we have a bunch of stuff to talk about? Yep. We're talking about on how the DOD, the GOJ, the HHS, and other governmental acronyms and other governments all over the world, inclusion with Big Pharma, conspired to commit mass murder through bioterrorism and informational warfare operations worldwide. Tell me something I already don't know. And people go, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, Dave. You're a conspiracy theorist. Really? Well, did you hear that ABC News producer Dax Tejera died from a sudden heart attack at age 37. Now, what do you want to make of that? See, the news story has everything in it. Oh, he was such a great guy and he was sadly missed by the ABC News and his family. And the only thing they don't mention, he had a sudden heart attack. Now, what does that sound like to you? Sounds like he got the jab. Da-da-da-da! Yeah, he got the jab. Now he's dead. Now, this is, you know, here's the thing. How do we react to something like that? Are we supposed to be shocked? I mean, it's been happening all over the place. People I know that got the second jab are dropping dead. It's a kill switch. It's very, very slow the way it works because they can't have 50 million people all of a sudden just dropping dead at the same time like flies. They can't have that, no, because it would be too obvious. No, they got to do it a little bit at a time, and all those people with all sorts of pre-existing conditions, yeah, they all have to have, you know, they all got to just kind of suddenly slip away. Just a little bit here and a little bit there, 300 a day, 500 a day, 1,000 a day, and nobody notices, and nobody thinks anything of it because they're all in denial. They're all woke. It seems like all the woke ones are in denial. And it takes forever and a day, those of you out there that know the truth, and you listen to the show, you know the truth. That's the thing. We have very smart listeners here. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm bouncing around on the news stories this morning, because, man, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And, you know, given the fact that Alexandra will be here in the next hour, we're going to touch base on a bunch of this stuff. And, of course, Mitch the Bitch is back at it again. He's declaring that giving $84 billion to Ukraine is morally right. Except one thing, Mitch, if it didn't come out of your bank account, you see, they don't care about giving away your tax dollars. See, that's the problem with our Congress today. They're dysfunctional. They put the funk in dysfunctional. And they are begging to be made fun of, which is, you know, I mean, Mitch McConnell votes Democrat, so I guess we might as well call him the Democrat's bitch, which is why I say Mitch the Bitch. It's what he is. You call them like it is, right? What do they say about a spade a spade? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the old saying. I'm just quoting you sayings, all right? Cliches, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, you woke people out there will be screaming bloody murder. Did he just say the word spade? Oh, I was talking about a shovel. I've got several of them in the yard. I use them to dig graves for illegal immigrants. Just kidding. See, here's the thing. We're now, if you got immigrants crossing the border and they got guns and they're shooting back at cops, what do you think they'll do if they want to come to pay you a visit? What do you think they'll do if they want to come in and kick in your front door? You know, those little kick and runs? Well, maybe they want to kick and stay. Maybe they'll come in and shoot you and then just move in and live in your house till you get discovered. You don't show up for work. People are wondering what happened to you, and the next thing they send the police over for a welfare check, and they get into a shootout with the immigrants because they've taken up residence in your house. Wow. Imagine that. Is that a possibility? Huh. You ever heard of home invasions? It's what I'm talking about, folks. And you see, the have-nots, we come back to this scenario again about the have-nots coming to take from the haves because the haves bother to prepare. Well, this is why the haves, are stockpiling food, guns, ammo, and other things for barter.
Yep.
And, you know, if there's an EMP, gasoline's going to be the least of your worries. The price of gas, everything, going to be the least of your worries. Here's something interesting. We're back at fear-mongering again. The UN Secretary General has said that nuclear war is, quote, back within the realm of possibility, following Russia's warning earlier this year it was putting its nuclear forces on alert, and they've named American locations of where they want to launch. Some of them are strange. However, even though some of the areas that they've talked about hitting are not real heavily populated, it's the fallout, the nuclear fallout, you have to be concerned with. So, got your Nuke Protect? I got two bottles of it sitting up on the shelf over here. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe I need to get two more. I've got potassium iodate, potassium iodide. You need to stock up. Because the blowhard in the White House and his sidekick Giggles, you know, the ones that looks like, you know, that eats ice cream. And I still can't get the visual out of my head about him and Ashley in the shower every time I see him with an ice cream cone. Somebody, please, I need a bumper sticker that says Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. You want to make some money? Put those out and sell those. You'll make a lot of money selling those things. I just gave you a great idea. It's a great joke. This government is a joke. They're begging to be made fun of. So we're going to make fun of them. But here's the one thing. The more that the blowhard in the White House opens his mouth, and the more that Congress does, you know what I mean? They're already talking about sending all these Patriot missiles over to Ukraine. And, of course, Putin vows to destroy them all. He said, they're antiquated. We've got technology that'll blow them off the face of the earth. We don't need to worry about them. So, Ukraine war, where are we at in this? 300 days and counting? So, of course, Putin says on TV, Russia won, that we're ready to negotiate with everyone involved about acceptable solutions, comrade. But that is up to them. We're not the ones refusing to negotiate. They are. No. We got to have this proxy war because Congress and all the fearmongers out there like Mitch the Bitch and Lindsey, I need dental work, Graham, you know, those kinds of people. I mean, they're the ones that are out there fearmongering and warmongering, and we're supposed to just let them get away with it? Folks, you know, it's the power of the ballot unless they steal. Carrie Lake, by the way, in case you missed it, lost her lawsuit in Arizona. How does that grab you? Right by the keister? Oh, what's good for the goose? It's good for another goose. All right. Moving along, China. Zero COVID policy, my ass. 248 to 250 million people in China. They're saying as many as 37 million people are contracting COVID in a single day, according to leaked minutes from a meeting of the country's top health body, which has been confirmed by multiple news outlets. Well, in the meantime, Slick Willie, I'm not talking about Clinton, I'm talking about Bill Gates. His global takeover is official. According to some news articles, the World Health Organization has become extraordinarily conflicted, primarily through its funding by serving corporate masters. Well, look at the UN. See, who is a subsidiary of the UN? It's an organization within the UN, okay? And, of course, now they have an amendment out that strikes the sentence that health regulations should be implemented with full respect for the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of persons. Yeah, that the amendment strikes that sentence out. And it says now that health regulations internationally will be passed on principles of equity, inclusivity, and coherence only. Coherence only? What does that mean? They can force you to undergo whatever medical intervention they deem to be in the best interest of the collective body? Ooh, sounds like socialism to me. And, of course, these will supersede all national and state laws, including the U.S. Constitution And now you know why Trump got us out of the World Health Organization when he was in there. The only saving grace to get away from the WHO's recommendations, is to elect somebody that can pull us out of there again, which I guess is why Trump is running. Wow. Lots going on in the world today, huh? Arson is suspected as a Finland church burns to the ground during a Christmas service. I mean, the arsonist didn't even wait till everybody got out of there. Christmas morning service in the wooden church in one of the Finnish towns, which I'm not going to try to pronounce right now because it would take too much time. Smoke alarms detected and alerted worshipers about 9:30 in the morning. All of those present at the church were able to safely evacuate the building. The church itself was engulfed in flames. It was completely burnt to a crisp. Yep. Now, Bank of England base rate increases have pushed up mortgage costs for new borrowers in the UK and those on variable rates over the past year. The high numbers of homeowners are set to refi their mortgages in the coming year. Some of them may find themselves paying tens of thousands of pounds more over the course of their new home loan they would have done if they'd taken out a deal just a year ago. Huh. Wow. Who'd have thunk? In local news, we're talking about local U.S. politics, government, all that stuff. You find it on your email blast, by the way. And if you don't subscribe to it, you are missing out because we take a lot of time to sift through all of the day's articles and everything that happened over the weekend, of course. We got 52 stories on there for you to read. 52. Count them. Count them as heads. Florida Supreme Court has announced Thursday it has approved a request by Governor Ron DeSantis to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any wrongdoing related to COVID-19 vaccines. Did you hear about that? Well, they'll plot along. Don't worry. Ooh, don't hold your breath. Oh. Texans as young as 18 can carry guns now. Now, all of you parents out there, this is the state of Texas dropped the appeal on this, right? They were trying to appeal to now you can't let 18-year-olds carry handguns. Well, they dropped their appeal, so now 18-year-olds can carry handguns. It's a constitutional carry state. And, of course, the coalition's Firearms Policy Coalition, which sued the state over the law, said not only do young adults have the same constitutionally protected right to bear arms as all other adults, they are also among the reasons we have a Second Amendment, Constitution, and country in the first place. Now, here's the thing, and you got to ask yourself this. 18-year-olds, you know, they've got the liquor age in most states is 21. Right. And then, of course, if you're 18 and you're serving in the military, you're the age of majority and you can sign a contract. Right. Why can't 18-year-olds drink? Well, because you'd start seeing the increase because 18-year-olds, you know, are of that college age where they go to school and they major in party. I know this for a fact. I've seen it. They get a liberal education. They get brainwashed. They are told to hate their parents and anybody with conservative views. You don't have an opinion. God, that sound familiar? Wow. My parents. I never had an opinion. Now I ask you if you have one. 844-769-2944. That number's going to be really, really, really good to you come next Monday morning when we go live on shortwave 7.490. from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. That means those of you in Eastern Time, it's 8 to 10. In Mountain Time, it's 6 to 8. And in Pacific Time, it's 5 to 7. And wherever you may be in the world, like if you're in Paris listening to us, you'll be about 6 to 7 hours ahead. 7, I think. 7, maybe 8. I don't know. You'll be there. You'll be able to listen live, right? No more recording on 7.490. Not unless you are, well, no, you're not. That's it. We're not doing that. But you see, the thing is that the broadcasts are always live and repeating themselves, right? For that 24-hour period on thepowerhour.com. You can go to thepowerhour.com and listen to the show that we just did from 7 to 9 a.m. If you missed it, you can still go there. Illegal immigrant apprehensions continue to surge as the Supreme Court weighs in on the fate of Title 42. As of December 23rd, the Customs and Border Protection recorded 233,740 migrant encounters across the southern border. That's a 30% increase compared to the same period in November 2021. They're all coming across the border because Senor Biden has pronounced them all sorts of benefits. And you got to wonder about this. They are going to, come April, suspend all the Medicaid benefits. They're gone away. Anybody that's drawn Medicaid because of COVID is now going to find themselves without Medicaid. Millions of people. Florida's got 5.5 million Medicaid patients, for example. And, St. Pete, that's in Florida, right? Home of the newlywed and nearly dead. So, this is what you got going on, folks. If you are on Medicaid right now, you better check to make sure that it's still going to be there after April. And it makes me wonder on another question. Are they going to give your Medicaid benefits to the illegal aliens? Huh. Are they? Here's my thought on that. Maybe you should call your congressman or senator, and don't talk to them. Don't ask, don't demand to speak with them. Ask to speak with the administrative assistant or the chief of staff, whichever. And ask them, have you heard about the Medicaid being canceled in April of 2023? I'm sure they have, because it's a general announcement. Everybody in D.C. knows what's going on, at least the majority of them do. The illegal, or the administrative assistants, rather, then you would ask the question, once they acknowledge that, have you heard anything about whether or not they're going to give the illegal immigrants those benefits? And see what they say. And then tell them that you object to that. And thank you for your time. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on a lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time for those of you paying attention to the clock. And this is the 27th day of December 2022 as the end of the year is winding down. Oh, Texas, by the way, has some very serious issues with Harris County elections, according to a recent audit of the 2020 elections. Yeah, they apparently the Secretary of State's office has done an audit of the four counties, Collin, Dallas, Harris, and Tarrant, and found out that Harris County, which is where Houston is, boy, they got some real serious election issues there. Wow, voter fraud. Hello. See, we're now starting to find it, but it always happens after the fact. Isn't that wonderful? A Virginia sheriff, by the way, has dropped voluntary cooperation with the Federal Immigration Agency. The sheriff announced her office has dropped any voluntary cooperation with ICE. In a letter to pro-immigration organizations, Beth Arthur said her office is going to stop taking non-mandatory actions against illegal immigrants starting from a week ago on. She is the sheriff of Arlington County, Virginia. Wow. Frigid winter storm, at least 34 lives, according to what we're hearing. And this is across the entire United States. And, of course, that's from AP, so you can take from that what you will. Tim in Michigan, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. I want to share a Puerto Rico story with you.
Oh, I love that.
I was there after the second hurricane came through, restoring power. But the story is the whole island runs on diesel power. And you never hear any of that come out of Miss Cortez, that the whole island is 80% runs on diesel fuel. And it all comes out of Texas.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. And I was in the neighborhoods that the president of the Notre Dame alumni getting their power on. Very nice people. Awesome people. But they live in cages. When they go to bed at night, they lock themselves like in a jail cell. That's the only way I can describe their home, with razor wire around them. And I asked them, I mean, they invited us into their homes. They were great people. And I said, why? Why the razor wire? Why do you lock yourself in cages? And the look on their face said it all. It's like, I don't know. Well, the truth of that island is a little bit scary.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, I said, I live out in the country, and I don't have to put cages on my doors at night to be able to close my eyes and sleep. And now they want to become a state, and they're down there burning diesel fuel. They're not green by any means, and they're going to become a state. They have a living wage down there. And it was about $1,300 a month, which you can live in Puerto Rico on that kind of money. The young kids, they live together. They share a home. They share cars. It's an awesome lifestyle. And but my whole story about Puerto Rico is just how it is in green. And I worked with guys that were from Cuba. Very interesting. What they thought about the Puerto Ricans. They didn't think very highly of them. They think they're lazy. And I was like, really? And it was interesting how the Puerto Ricans didn't like the Mexicans. And I was, really? I thought brown people, Latinos, I thought everything was cool. And they're like, no. The Puerto Ricans don't like the Mexicans. The Cubans don't like the Puerto Ricans. They all have problems with each other. So I'm telling you, everything isn't what it seems.
I know it. That's like, you know, one of them looks at the other and goes, man, if you accuse me of stealing hubcaps one more time.
Hey, the guys from Cuba told me, go to Cuba. They said, you as a white man, you can walk the streets of Cuba and people will invite you into their home going, hey, have you had dinner?
Wow.
You need a place to stay tonight. They go, it's not what you see. He goes, no, there's no crime in Cuba. And I was like, okay. And these men were from Cuba.
Huh.
So.
Makes you wonder.
Anyway, just a short story.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Thanks so much. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you what. And see, this is the thing about Puerto Rico, from what you just said. It appears the family unit is surviving there. Yeah, this is the thing. Every time you have the family unit and they're a solid, cohesive unit, they're surviving and they're doing it well. You break up the family unit and you cause discord and everybody's out on their own, it makes it much more difficult to live. You see, and that's their game plan right here in the United States of America, is to break up the family unit by any means possible. Wow. Hello, L.A. Lola. La, 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 Lola. Well, listen up, punk. Do you like that story? Yeah, let's go to a drag show. What do you say? You feel lucky, punk? Do you? Go ahead. Let's go to a drag show. Make my day. Yeah, see, it's all about breaking up the family unit. It's what it is. Conservative legal group is reporting that government employees in four states. Ah, guess which four states they are? Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. This ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center, shares voter information with at least one left-leaning nonprofit. Ooh. I didn't think they were supposed to share any of that stuff. Huh. Wow. That, of course, to a lot of spokespeople, will Thomas More Society, of course, has filed a lawsuit against them, saying you can't do that. Instead of requiring candidates to move toward appealing to people in the middle, campaigns are now going to micro-target subgroups. And, of course, the Minnesota Secretary of State, Steve Simon's office, is not commenting because, of course, it's a lawsuit pending. German computer enthusiasts reportedly bought gadgets containing information on 2,600 people from Iraq and Afghanistan. Guess where they found that? U.S. military data. eBay. Oh. Wow. Yeah. Have you canceled your LinkedIn subscription and your Facebook subscription? See, here's the thing, I figured it out. The more you're on social media, the more they can track you. So unless you're out there looking for a job, and most people go to Indeed or some other, you know, placement service like that, LinkedIn, you know, I've lost usefulness of LinkedIn. It's turned into, you know, kind of a quasi Twitter, and they're always sending garbage to people. 10 people look for you today. Really? I'm not even looking for a job, you morons. So that means if they're looking for me, how do I know what 10 people those are? Click here and pay money to find out who those 10 people were. See, Google does the same thing. And there's a bunch of other, like Alignable. You ever heard of them? They did the same thing. 10 people searched for you today. Would you like to know who they were? Pay us premium money and we'll let you know. It's always a gimmick. I have very little use for that. I just don't. And by the way, I do have some interesting news about our steel SIP home. We had a lender visit our home. The vice president of residential lending for Capital Farm Credit visited our home last week, Steel SIP Barn Dominium, and said, I love it. We'll finance it anywhere in Texas. So those of you in Texas that want to build a barn dominium, you have to have a minimum six, I think he said 680. They would like to see a 680 credit score. They'll go 660, but they would like to see 680 and a job with 15% down. And they will finance the whole thing. They understand it's a front-loaded deal, which means you got to buy the product and pay for it before it leaves the plant to come to your house to be erected, right? Anywhere in Texas, they will finance. I just want to let you know that. And it's running somewhere between 6 and 7% right now. The interest rates, he said, were dropping somewhat. So the whole idea is if that kind of thing appeals to you and you want something that, like I said, here we are in anywhere from single digit to double digit, low double digits in temperature, and we're nice and warm here. We haven't had power outages, and if we did, we have propane that we heat our house with, so not a big deal. You have the opportunity to downsize, move to the Lone Star State, and put yourself in a very nice situation. And most of these steel SIP homes are going for somewhere between $150 and $170 a square foot, depending on what you put in them. The more elaborate you get, the more money it's going to cost you. The simpler you are, the less it's going to cost you, right? The IRS, by the way, moving on to economy, is halting. Remember that $600 rule? Oh, if you say anything on eBay or Venmo or Airbnb or Etsy or PayPal or any of this stuff, you're going to get a 1099-K tax form. Well, they backed off that. Previously, those payment apps were required to send users the tax form if their gross income exceeded 20 grand or if they had 200 separate transactions in a calendar year. So that means that if you're advertising on PayPal or eBay and you're making money off of those things, which a lot of single moms do because it allows them to stay at home, take care of their kids, take their kids out garage sailing, buying all the garage sale stuff, coming back, put it online and sell it to somebody because what one man's junk is another man's treasure. And they're paying money and they're getting money from eBay and they're buying the stuff at garage sales and selling it on eBay. So they go look for all the new stuff. And if they happen to say, look, I'll give you $100 right now for everything on your in your garage sale, and they're so desperate to close this garage sale, they go, okay. And they take the $100 and they go home and they make $500 off eBay. Yeah, that's what they do. Single moms are doing this. See, they're getting very creative with what's going on here. Well, they don't have to worry about the IRS coming and banging on them now for $600 earnings. Yeah, so that means you can go back to operating your little business there for a while. Millions of Americans, we told you about being removed from Medicaid. Now, what caused that? Passage of the omnibus bill. Yeah, see, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. That's got to go away. Ah, 12 states, by the way. I don't know if you knew this or not. And the D.C. Of course, the D.C. gulag, you know, they're famous because they have a hotel that people, you know, you could check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Yeah. D.C. gulag. You remember all those January 6 people are in there without trial? Wonder if they're going to let them out for time served when they finally make a decision to try them. Yeah, so much for fairness in this country, right? Now, it's called selective prosecution, folks, and I believe those people were trapped. You don't see Ray Epps behind bars, do you? But he was doing the old Gene Hackman on Enemy of the State. Get in there! Get in there! You need to get in there! Get in there! And he was yelling at all these protesters and getting them all riled up and getting them to rush the Capitol. You see, the whole thing was a trap. You should have known when Trump offered Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer 20,000 troops, and they said, no, the whole thing was a trap. But see, people, they weren't thinking. They were mad. So what did they do? They lost their cool, and they stormed the Capitol. They put paint on and horns, and they sat in Nancy Pelosi's speaker's chair and paraded around, and hey, man, everything's cool, man. And now they're in jail. 5.5 years that guy got for that, right? Wow. It was a trap. The whole thing was a trap so they could make a big to-do to try to keep Trump from being reelected. That's why they did it. The whole J6 committee's a joke, and watch it go away after everybody takes over on the first. You know, when the Republican majority comes in, don't be surprised if that committee starts getting shaken up. See, because Cheney and Kinzinger, baby Adam, will not be there anymore. They're done. Now, who are they going to replace him with? You see, that's why they put this report out ahead of January 1 and told the DOJ, we need to criminally prosecute this guy. You don't have any power to do anything. All you're doing is just mudslinging again. But 12 states in the District of Columbia are allowing local governments and private investors to seize dramatically more than what is owed from homeowners who fall behind on property tax payments. The practice, which Pacific Legal Foundation calls home equity theft, is documented in what the organization bills as the first national study aimed at exposing the injustice of home equity theft through tax foreclosure. Happens all the time. Home equity theft is robbing people, thousands of them, of their homes and the equity they've built. A system that allows governments and private investors to take more than what is owed creates a perverse incentive to work against the homeowner, not with the homeowner, to get the tax debt paid. Well, folks, I hate to say this. I have purchased tax indentured properties at tax deed sales. I have bought tax deeds before, but not on people's homes. I bought them on vacant lots, and I developed on those vacant lots. I paid them because the county needs to operate. And for those of you, here's another bone I have to pick with those of you who think that, oh, we still have allodium. You are fooling yourself, and it's just a matter of time. See, they're doing this thing about allodial title because they think they can get around paying property taxes. I hate to disillusion you. If you go look it up, allodium in Washington State, the attorney general has already published a press release online saying allodium does not exist in this state. Maybe you better research all the other 49 states before you go sticking a sign out in front of your yard saying this property is an allodial title. That happened. That ended a long time ago, folks, after the 160 acres was deeded by land grant. And if it stayed in that family and stayed with the heirs forever and a day, you will have allodium. But no, we got to sell this. The kids, the old folks died. No, we got to sell the property because we want the money. It's all about the money. So we sell the property. Let's encumber it. Let's split it up. Let's make, lots and subdivide it. And da, da, da. Well, see, when you did that, you broke up allodial title. You killed it right there. There is no such thing. You mortgaged it, you killed allodium right there. You put it under contract and took it away from the sole ownership equity of the homeowner. Yep. And a lot of people think that if they put their property in allodium, they no longer have to pay property tax. I hate to say it, but that's a great way to lose your property. You know, to me, you know, look, everything is so messed up and changed. And here's the thing. The county has to run. And if you don't like the way the county's being run, you go to the damn county commission and board of supervisors meeting and you make your voice heard and you gather people together and you show up en masse like they did in Loudoun County, Virginia at school board meetings and you get in their face. You don't threaten them. You just get in their face and say, look, you can be unelected. We can have you removed. We can have referendums and have you kicked out of office if you don't do what we say. We're paying our tax dollars. And you ran as a public servant to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. So that's how you change things in your own county. You don't sit there and put a sign out and expect people to just go along with it. It's not going to happen. This is how all of what they're talking about with home equity theft, this is how it happens. The more than 4,000-page, $1.7 trillion omnibus government bill that Biden has vowed to sign into law includes $16 billion in pet projects.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. I was looking through the list of all those things and just laughing my head off. I mean, it's not really funny. But literally, what was it? Let me see here. I've got it. We're talking about hamsters. $3 million to study hamsters on steroids fighting each other. Wow. Who comes up with this crap? My God. Yeah, $3.6 million for a Michelle Obama trail, like in Georgia, no less. She didn't even live there. Who's gonna take advantage of the Michelle Obama trail? All the wokesters? Wow. $5 million for a salmon reintroduction project in Washington State. $1 million for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Ohio. $750,000 for the gender nonconforming housing in New York. Wow. Don't you just love the way they're blowing through your tax dollars? Oh, man. See, this is why I said set up your own company. Do what the big corporations do and don't pay taxes. You see, this is where they go after the middle class and tear the middle class down and all the poor people down and steal money from them so they can fund crap like this. See, if everybody got smart and started running businesses and bartering and going in the underground, wouldn't have this stuff. We're not talking about evading taxes now. Because if you sat there and you didn't work and made no income, what tax do you owe? You get your standard deduction. If you don't make whatever the standard deduction is, you basically file the 1040 form EZ and go on with your life. And there are people that actually do that. They live in shacks and they don't make any money. They make less than what they're, and they get IRS agents visiting them going, where are you getting your money from? Oh, it's them revenuers again. Andy in Texas, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Dave, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, how much talking is enough talking? No offense, we got to talk about it, no doubt. But, I mean, how much talking, how much anger do we have to get before we actually do something? Why are we appeased? Why are we still sitting in our redoubts and just sitting here living our little lives, doing what we're doing, and we're getting angrier and angrier? Because what you propel to us on this radio and what other stations do the same thing, it just pisses us off, and we are getting really pissed off, but we're not to a point where we're willing to do anything about it other than just talk about it. I'm doing it right now. I'm talking about it. I want a revival. I want a revival of the human nature of this world to stand up and say, look, you guys don't own us. You don't own me. And you can't tell me what to do. When are we going to get to this point, Dave? And I don't expect you to have the answer to that. I'm just saying that people need to really realize, grip inside themselves. Look, we have a finite amount of time on this planet. Do you want to live your finite amount of time on this planet in slavery? Do you want to be engulfed into this digital currency, this food shortage coming up? Do you want to live through that, or would you like to do something prior to that happening? Now, granted, that food shortage is coming up real quick because they've already done a lot of dastardly deeds, 115-plus canneries are gone and stuff and whatnot, the chickens with the bird flu and the cows dropping over because of global warming. All of this stuff is happening, but when do we actually, and I don't expect you to have an answer to this, but when do we actually stand up? Do you see any time in the future? Or are we just going to let this happen? We're all going to hang separate because we don't want to hang together.
Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. No, I got to make light of this thing because people, it's like, look, if you can't get that cognitive dissonance out of your head, Andy, I agree with you 100%. How many Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we have to have? I mean, that's just one example. Because see, then if you speak up, people are afraid to be demonized. And that's what this whole thing is about, is cancel culture has set in and people are going, well, I don't want to say anything because they'll come after me and they'll kick my door in and I'll be swatted at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's what they're afraid of. And see, the thing is that that's the feds doing it vis-a-vis the county sheriff. And look, if, like I said, if you work with your county elected officials, this is where people have to, I think we've talked about this before in the show. And Andy, you live in Texas, you know that. If you work with your county officials and you get to know them and you get into county politics and see how it works, man, you can make a big difference just by doing like what I'm doing with Texas here. I have a meeting in Texas tonight, as a matter of fact. So, you know, we're trying to secede from the union, and we've got 66% of Texas voters that said that if it was on the ballot, they would vote for it. So you got to love that. See, it all is about, you know, getting together and agreeing on things, not fighting about it. Thank you so much, Andy, for your call. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break with Alexandra Bruce. Stay with us.
Began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.